哇，是的，主，我们
Yes, Lord.
渴慕你的同在。
We long for your presence.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的也为加拿大为我们的人民来代求。
Once again, we will stand in the gap and pray for our nation.
主啊，求你怜悯，在这个疫情的时候，你在向我们讲什么话？主，让我们能够来聆听。
Help us to hear what you want going to say to us.
主啊，是的，主，让人心都谦卑，人心愿意悔改。
Let every heart be humble. Let every heart be in repentance.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的说，主啊，为我们的国家，为我们的人民来代求，为我们的家人来代求。主啊，你在审判的日子以怜悯为怀。
Once again, we pray for our nation, our people, our family. In the day of judgment, you have mercy.
主啊，是你说怜悯像审判夸胜。主啊，愿你的名继续传讲拯救。主啊，愿你的救临到我们周围的邻居，临到我们的人民。
Let mercy triumph over judgment. Let your salvation be upon our families, our neighbors, our friends.
主啊，是的，主，你继续再次在我们的心里面放下这样的志向，让我们继续来带祷告我们的人民，继续来传讲你的福音。
Help us to have the heart of continue in intercessions for our nations and our people. Help us to tell our neighbors about the gospel so that they can be saved.
耶稣基督，唯有你是平安之子，平安之君。
Yes, Lord Jesus Christ, you are the Prince of Peace.
主啊，除你以外，别无拯救。
There is no other salvation besides you.
主啊，我们的拯救不在我们的军事里面，不在我们的军力，不在我们的经济。
Our salvation does not depend on how strong our army is and how strong our economy is.
也不在于我们的道德，也不在于我们的智慧，而在于耶稣基督。
It's not about our moral standards. It's not about our wisdom. It's all about you.
主啊，求你怜悯，求你赐下悔改的灵。
Have mercy on us so that we can repent before you.
主啊，是的，主，你在向我们讲什么话？借着这个疫情，让人能够听见。
Lord, what is that you're going to say to us? Help us so we can hear and understand.
主啊，是的，主，我们谢谢你，主啊，你来大大的用心，你的圣灵在教会用心。谢谢你，主啊，你兴起教会来带祷。
Yes, may your presence be moving in the churches so that churches can rise up and be interceding for others.
主啊，你来祝福每一个以你的名聚会的教会，祝福我们的母堂，主啊，祝福各个教会，主也是主，我们站立在一起来代祷，站立在一起来宣讲你的福音。
Bless each and every congregation that gathered in your name, our church, our mother church, and every other churches that is gathering in your name. Bless these churches.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的说，主啊，你怜悯我们，求神怜悯我们。
Once again, we say that have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
主啊，你怜悯这个世代。
Have mercy on this generation.
主啊，怜悯像审判夸胜。
Mercy will triumph over judgment.
主啊，我们因此来代求，因此在你面前来呼求。
That's why we call your name. That's why we pray and intercede.
主啊，请你继续的让呼求的声音达到你的宝座面前。
May our cry be reached to your throne.
主啊，是的，主，就像圣经里面所讲的，主啊，那城墙上的守望者不断的呼求，直到耶路撒冷的光辉发出。
Just like what the Bible have said, the watchman at night will be watch over Jerusalem.
主啊，是的，主，我们谢谢你继续带领我们，我们愿意成为一群爱你的人、顺服你的人、被你所用的人。
continue to lead us. We are willing to be a group of people that is submitted to you.
主啊，愿你在我们中间百分之百的来执掌王权。
May you be a Lord over us 100%.
主啊，是的，主，我们愿意成为啊你的儿女，爱你的儿女，顺服你的子民。
We want to be your children. We want to be your people.
主啊，你赐恩给我们。
Have mercy on us. Bless us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，再次欢迎每一位来到我们Zoom上的聚会。
Once again, we welcome each one of you.
今天我在早上读一息结束的时候，我就在默想，现在神借着疫情向我们讲什么话。
This morning, I was reading the book of Ezekiel, so I'm meditating on what the Lord is going to speak to us.
那神在旧约里面或者新约里面有一个主线，就是每一次事情发生呢，神其实都是借着环境在向我们讲一些话。
So either in the Old Testament or New Testament, the Lord is always speaking to us through our circumstances.
那他讲话的目的呢，是要神的百姓或者列国来回转归向他。
The goal of when he speaks, he wants the nations to repent.
那今天的疫情呢，我相信神也是借着这个向我们讲话，目的是要让我们回转归向神。
In this time of the year, I believe the pandemic is God speaking to us. The purpose of him speaking to us is to help us to repent.
但是列国是不是这样来这样来想呢？是不是这样来认识，就是说认识这样一个 message 呢？
So, but are the nations know this message or understand this message?
那好多的所有的国家可能想的是要来制止疫情，来重启经济。
So most of the nation are thinking about how to stop the pandemic and how to resurrect the economy.
我相信重启经济是好的，是必要的。但是神讲的最终的心意是什么呢？
I believe it is good and necessary to resurrect the economy. But what most important of all is what is the Lord speaking to us?
我相信神的目的是要人回转来认识他，来归向他。
I believe the purpose of him doing this is he wants every person to come and know him.
来行他的道。
To walk his way.
但是如果是重启经济，仍有继续的来拼命的追求这个每一个国家的增长，经济的增长没完没了。那这是不是神的心意呢？
So it is his purpose to resurrect the economy and everybody start getting busy again, like getting wealth and other stuff. Is it what he wants?
现在美国、中国还有苏联这些大国已经瞄准这个白冰洋，就是北极，因为北极的冰山融化呢，将来可能那边有好多的财宝可以开发，他们已经都瞄准。
So now the Chinese, China, United States, and also Russia are all aiming at Antarctica because there are hidden treasures underneath the land.
那冰山的融化在向我们讲什么信息？
So that,
那我们的回应是合心意的吗？
So now the Antarctica ice is melting. So what is it?Speaking to us in this natural phenomenon. It is his will for us to go and seek all this wealth.
我们真的很需要呢被冰洋的这个财宝吗？
Do we really need the treasures that are hidden underneath it?
我们真的需要的是什么呢？其实人真正需要的是有衣有食，头上有屋顶就可以了。
What we really need is to have food, have water, and have a roof over us. That's all we need.
但是人不认识神，心里没有安全感呢，就不断的追求，把金钱当作偶像。
But when we do not know the Lord, we don't have this kind of security. So all we want is to pursue wealth and money.
那 在我的心里面，我觉得人如果不回转归向神，如果是归向金钱，要重整经济呢，我觉得神的这个 message 还没有进到人的心里。
So in my opinion, if people have only wants to pursue money and resurrect the economy, I believe they haven't understood what God want to tell us.
所以求神怜悯我们，我们神的儿女要继续的来代求。
So we pray for God to have mercy on us. As the children of God, we have to continue to pray.
真的让这个世界呢要有悔改在神的面前，我们周围的人要悔改，更多的人要得救。
So that the whole world people will be repentance, so that there will be a change in the world.
When人不悔改的时候，那个在以西结书第14章，就说人罪恶到一个程度，他们不自悔改的时候，即使挪亚。但以理和约伯来代祷都没有用，他们只能救他们自己的性命。也就是说，到了一个程度的话呢，人不思悔改，也没有能力悔改的时候呢，神的审判必然来到。
So in Ezekiel chapter 14, it says, if a people have sinned to a point that even if Noah, Daniel, and Jacob.Praying for them, they wouldn't be able to save any one of them except themselves because they were so wicked that the Lord's judgment is going to come.
在那个地方讲的信息就是说，像挪亚、像但以理和约伯这样的人呢，他们是义人，他们的祷告声是垂听的，非常看重的。
So, it says Noah, Daniel, and Jacob, they are a righteous man. So when they pray, the Lord listens to their prayers because they are righteous.So their prayers are very important.
也就是说，我们神的儿女的祷告呢，当然也是神所看重。
Of course, as children of God, when we pray, the Lord pays attention to our prayers.
所以在我们能代祷的时候，要继续的代祷；在人能悔改的时候，我们要来代祷，我们要来传福音。
So while we still have time to repent, we have to continue to intercede for other people so that they can come in full repentance.
所以就是圣经里面讲到呢，就是说神也会来保护这些，为城里面就是为这个世界上发生的这些恶事哀哭叹息的人，在但以理书第九章写到，神会在他们的额头上做一个记号。
So in Book of Daniel chapter 9, it mentioned that the Lord is going to watch over those who cry and intercede for the wickedness in the world.
就是神的儿女，当我们以神的心为心，以他的事为念的时候呢，他在我们的额头上会做记号，来保护我们。
So as children of God, the Lord is going to put a sign on our foreheads because we continue to intercede for the nation and also do the will of God.
当然我们说不是为了我们的额头上有这个记号来代祷。而是因着爱神爱人来代祷。
Of course, we are not interceding for others because we want to receive the sign on our forehead because we are children of God and we need to pray for other people.
但是呢，我们身额头上有这个记号也是非常非常重要的，因为耶稣讲，你们不要为你们能够赶鬼一并来欢喜，是要因着你们的名字写在天上要来欢喜。
So, of course, it is also important to receive the sign on your forehead because Jesus said, do not rejoice because you have the power to cast out demons and healing powers, but rejoice because your name is remembered in the book of life, in heaven.
所以我们也当愿来祷告，就是我们每一个人的名字都是写在天上。
So we pray that all our names are written in heaven.
所以请大家继续的来代祷，如果现在有这个更新团契组织的祷告会，有时候我会发在群里，有时候大家知道了，如果有感动也可以来参加，小型的聚会都可以来参加，都可以来代祷。
So continue to intercede others. Sometimes I will put links on the prayer meetings for renew fellowship. And also in maybe in other small gathering, other small gatherings, you can also come and intercede for the nations.
当然有的人他的负担是在传福音，有的人在教导，不管做什么都来带到一起来宣扬主的名。
So for some other people, their burdens may be telling people about the gospels. But nonetheless, we still have to do, what we have to do.
所以我鼓励大家就是时不时的都要来传福音，也是随时举起圣洁的手来要祷告。
So I encourage you, no matter what, in what kind of circumstances, you still have to tell people about the gospel and always lift up your holy hands to pray for others.
能聚集的时候，大家一起来聚集祷告，就像我们上次讲的，神非常看重这种两三个人的聚集。
If you have a chance to pray, then pray together, as we have mentioned last week, that the Lord is takes care of your prayers when two or three gather together and pray.
所以我们再次的说，鼓励大家在这个在这个认识主方面来长进，来服侍主。
So I encourage you to grow, in knowing more of Him, and so that we can grow together and move forward together.
那今天呢，有邓肯弟兄给我们来分享信息，完了以后继续大家可以来回应祷告。
So today, Brother Duncan is going to share a message. So after that, we'll do the same and we can share, we can share fellowship.
那今天 Duncan 来讲到我就来翻译，让安娜休息一下。
Okay, so Pastor Bing will be translating. Thank you.
Okay. Brother Duncan, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, good.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
The most important thing in the Bible is about one another in God's family.
那最重要的事情在圣经里面讲到，就是说弟兄姐妹呢，就是要彼此的相爱。
In the one another term, it happened 100 times in the New Testament, mostly in John and First John.
圣经里面就是彼此这个词呢，就是发生过100多次，特别在约翰一书里面和约翰福音里面。
In the body of Christ and in God's family, the most important thing is about loving one another. That is the new command.
在基督的身体里面，在神的家里面，最重要的事情就是弟兄姐妹，我们要彼此的相爱，这是神给的新的命令。
One day before Jesus died in the Last Supper.
在这个主耶稣最后的晚餐上面。
He took a cloth and started to wash the disciples' feet.
他就拿了一块毛巾，还是倒了一盆水给他的门徒来洗脚。
And at the last moment of someone's life, the most important thing, he going to show his children or someone close to him.
那一般来讲呢，在一个人最后的日子里面呢，他给他的儿女所做的事情、所讲的话，就是最重要的。
Jesus showed how they should love one another by washing each other's feet.
耶稣就是示范你怎么样来真正的彼此相爱，他用洗脚这样一个方式。
And he said, "I am your Lord and teacher."Even wash your feet, you must wash each other's feet.
他说：“我是你们的主，我是你们的父之，这是对的。但是即便如此，我还是为你们洗脚。”
I set you example.
我为你们做了榜样。
Now you know this thing. If you do it, you will be blessed.
你们如果也能够如此行，你们就是被祝福的。
That's in John 13.
那是在约翰福音十三章。
Then in the next thing, he declared the new command.
那下面接着呢，他就宣布了这个新的命令。
That's in 13:34 in the Gospel of John.
这在十三章这个第三十四节，就是在约翰福音里面。
We can take a look.
John 我们可以来一起来看看。十三章三十四节，我赐给你们一条新命令，那是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Continue. By this,
你们若有彼此相爱的心。众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Pastor Payne just talked about evangelism.
刚才王炳牧师分享到这个传福音。
The best evangelism is with the word.
但最好的传福音的方式呢，可以来这样总结。
The new command is: if you love one another, people recognize you are Christians. You have love.
那这就是最好的方法，就是当信徒彼此相爱的时候呢，人从你的爱里面认出你们是主的门徒。
Then people really want this love, and that is silent evangelism.
人就会向往这种爱。这是一种静默的传福音的方式。
In business, it's called show me.
在这个生意场上，觉着你来展示出来。
Your performance is more important than your talking.
也就是说，你的行为、你的展示出来的东西，被你所讲的更加有力。
Walk your talk.
啊，好的。
What is the new command? This command is already in Old Testament. Why it is Jesus called a new command? I give you love one another.
那这个经文呢，就是这个新命令呢，其实在旧约里面也写到，为什么耶稣又强调说这是一条新的命令，你们要彼此相爱呢？
That's two things we must recognize why it is new.
那有两件事情我们可以来分享，就是他为什么这叫做新的命令。
The first thing Jesus already explained, I have loved you as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
那第一件呢，就是耶稣已经分享到了，他说，我先爱了你们，因此你们要彼此相爱。
It means the standard is not from Old Testament, it's the New Testament, even including love your enemy, love the unlovable, even lay down your life for the sinners.
所以这个彼此相爱呢，是从新约里面耶稣讲出来的，展示出来的，就像讲到有你要爱你的仇敌，你要为你逼迫你的人来祷告。
So the criteria is love like Jesus.
也就是说这个标准呢是爱像耶稣爱我们一样，耶稣的爱是标准。
And Jesus was the word.
耶稣自己就是那个神的话。
Was the truth with God.
也就是跟主在一起的真理。
And was God.
他也是神。
He incarnated into this world is to show us the grace and truth. So he is the final word, even more than the Bible.
他来到这个世上就是要让我们展示出来这个真理和恩典。啊，他是最终的神的话，他比圣经更要重要。
His standard of love is the law of Christ, the love law of Christ.
就说他给的这个彼此相爱的命令呢，就成为新约里面这个耶稣基督这个命令的标准。
That's the new command. The first thing you knew about that is up to Jesus' standard, sacrifice even for sinners. Unconditionally.
第一条呢，就是根据耶稣基督在十字架上为我们牺牲这样一种爱的标准，让我们有这个无条件的爱。
So if you say, hey, I don't know too much of the Bible, but one thing you know that you have heard of Pastor Payne talking about Jesus, you have read the Bible a little bit, you don't know what is true, but one thing, you look at what Jesus did in his example and his teaching, then you will still know what to do as a Christian.
就说你可能觉着你读圣经不多，但是至少你会通过耶稣的行为，耶稣讲的话，你知道啊、应该怎么样去做。
Because Jesus is the word, the truth.
因为耶稣就把这个真理和他的话语彰显出来。
So everything in the 613 Jewish law now reduced to one maxim is love one another as I have loved you.
所以在犹太教里面的613条这个旧约的条款里面呢，其实耶稣就总结了一条，就是要来彼此相爱。
And amazingly, in the New Testament, especially Jesus and John talk about as a Christian in God's family, you say, I love God, it's not enough.
所以在新约里面，耶稣包括使徒约翰也讲到，就是说，作为基督徒呢，不要单单说我爱神。
Because you cannot see God, it's easy for you to say, I love God.
那因为你看不见神，所以很容易讲你爱神。
And we're going to read 1 John about that too. If you cannot love your brother, you can see. You cannot love the God, you cannot see.
在约翰一书里面特别的讲到，就是说你如果不能看你爱你看得见的弟兄，怎么能说你爱你看不见的神呢？
We're going to look at it later. But for now, the greatest command is not. Jesus talked about the greatest command in Luke chapter 10:27. Talk about love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and love each other.Yourself.
在这个路加福音里面特别的讲到，耶稣就总结说，你要尽心尽力尽意的来爱主你的神，与此相反也要爱你的邻舍，如爱自己，爱人如己。
So one Jesus used one command, not two commands. These two is one commandWhen you love God, you must love your brother and sisters in God's family.
所以神呢把这两条诫命呢看成是一条，耶稣就说，如果你爱神，就要爱弟兄。
Otherwise, loving God is meaningless.
那不然的话呢，所谓爱神是没有意义的。
Oh, you say, okay, I don't love God. I also love my brother. But you never come to the church, never let other people to love you. That's not Christianity too.
那你说你爱神，但是从来不在教会出现，不跟弟兄姐妹互动，互动。那你说，你爱神，这也是很难说的过去。
The new commands love one another, each other. I love you, you love me. It's a mutual, reciprocal love.
在新约里面讲的这个彼此相爱呢，这是一个互相爱的一个关系，不是说这是一方面单方面的爱，而是双方面也有互动。
In this way, you fulfill the law.
那这样呢，你就满足了律法的要求。
The law of love, the law of Christ, not the Old Testament love, is the new agape love of Christ.
爱的律法就是新约耶稣的这个律法呢，就代替了这个总结了旧的律法。
The second thing new about the command.
那第二个要素要讲为什么这是一条新命令呢？
The Jews look at love one another, only mentioned once in the Old Testament.
那如果看旧约的时候呢，这个犹太人看到彼此相爱呢，可能只出现一次。那讲到呢，就要尽心的要爱主，爱你的神。
So out of the 613, only two of them talk about love.
也就是说，在这个613条里面呢，只有两条讲到爱。
They never single out love each other, even love God.Or put it into one command, is anything special than the other 613 love? Like, you have to keep your Sabbath.
在这个犹太人的律法里面呢，把613条，把这个爱这一点并没有突出出来，他们都是要遵守很多的规条。
Jesus wanted to concentrate on one maxim, only one.Law, it will summarize all the law in the Old Testament of 613. That is to love your neighbor and love one another as yourself. Love one another.
所以新约里面呢，就把所有的律法归结为一条，就是说你要爱你的邻居如爱你自己。
That's the second thing. This is something new to the Jewish.
那这就是为什么这是一条新命令的缘故。对犹太人来讲，这是一个新的命令。
Why loving one another is so important?
为什么彼此相爱是这么的重要呢？
We go to Romans chapter 13, and Paul explained it.
那我们可以走到这个罗马书第十三章，保罗就有做解释。
Verse 8.
十三章第八节。凡事都不可亏欠人。唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。
And if you look carefully on the Roman, you're talking about something each other. each other.
啊，你如果读到罗马。
Loving each other is not something optional.
啊，讲到这个彼此彼此啊，
it's not optional.
这不是一个，不是一个可以选择的事情，不是一个可有可无的事情。
It's almost like a debt.
那这是一个恩赐。
It means you don't owe nobody anything except one thing. Love each other is just something you will continue to owe others.
就说呢，凡事上呢都不要亏欠别人，但是有一件要为以为亏欠，就是爱，就是常常觉得你亏欠，要做更多。
Because whoever loves one another, mutually love one another, has fulfilled the law.
这里讲到呢，因为爱人的就完全了律法。这讲到彼此相爱呢，就啊完全了律法。
At the end of the verse 10 is therefore love is the fulfillment of the law.
所以在第十节呢，就说，所以爱就完全了律法。
In God's family, in God's household, there's no such thing as a single Christian do my own thing. No, we must learn love together.
在神的家里面，人受苦也不是单单一个人受苦的事情。其实我们要学习，就是要彼此的相爱。
Like a campfire, you must come together and put all the woods together, lock together to create a fire. There's no such single fire; it's all together, one and one.
所以就是我们要在一起的时候呢，这个火就点旺了，就成为一堆大火，啊，不是单个的人。一根柴在烧。
Your brother and sister.
啊，就说呢，你要亏欠就在爱上你亏欠。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because what we owe God, we cannot give it to God. God said, "You give it to your brother and sisters."
也就是说，我们亏欠神的呢，我们没有办法还给神。他说，你还给你的弟兄姐妹就好了。
Because we owe God a lot, we owe God grace, we owe God all the love.We owe God so many things, even our life, our thinking, everything is from God. What we owe God, we give it to our brothers and sisters.
我们亏欠神的太多了，亏欠他的生命，亏欠我们的知识，我们各方面都亏欠他。但是我们所亏欠的呢，要偿还在我们弟兄姐妹的身上。
And Jesus used example in Matthew 18 talking about an unmerciful servant. He owed God a lot, but he will not give to the brother. And Jesus said, "You are wicked servant."
所以在马太福音十八章呢，耶稣讲到一个就是说。一个比喻，讲到一个仆人呢，欠了主人很多的银子，主人赦免了他，但是呢，他不赦免他的同伴。耶稣在那里讲呢，他是一个恶仆人。
And the parable is definitely in Paul's mind because the parable, the central theme is about.The servant owed the master $20 million. He turned around, someone owed him $20, and he says, "Hey, you must pay me back, otherwise I'll put it in jail."
那 保罗肯定把这个比喻放在他的心里面，就是这里面中心思想就讲的呢，这个仆人亏欠了主人1000万两的银子，主人赦免了他，但是他反过来呢不赦免他同伴的10两银子。
So the master came back to him say, hey, now you have to pay me back. I will not forgive you because you did not forgive your fellow servant.
那在那里就讲到呢，反过来这个主人呢又来找这个仆人，说的你不宽恕你的这个弟兄呢，宽恕你的同伴呢，我今天也不宽恕你。
If you are unmerciful to your brother and sister, you're not loving each other, God is not going to be merciful to you either.
就是说如果你对你的弟兄姐妹没有怜悯之心呢，神对你也没有怜悯之心。
So we owe each other, loving each other. We owe our brother because we owe God. So,God said, you don't need to give to me, you owe me too much. You just give the little bit back to your brothers and sisters.
那我们亏欠神的很多，我们没有办法还给神。那神说，你就给你的弟兄一点点，就算给我了。就是要偿还在弟兄的身上。
And the next thing, Paul continued to go deeper in Galatians chapter 6:2. You go to Galatians chapter 6:2.
在加拉太书第六章第二节，保罗继续就是来分享。你们个人的重担要彼此担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
It means the law of Christ.To fulfill the law of Christ, we must carry each other's burden, share each other's burden, and bear each other's burdens.
这就是讲到为了完全神的律法呢，就是我们自己要来学习去担当，来承担，来帮助，扶持。
It's not like what we think about my brother has a problem, I show my sympathy. That's not enough.
也就是说不仅仅是表达一个同情，这是 不足够的。
First Corinthians talking about when one body suffer, one member suffer, everybody suffer, that's the kind of mutual love Jesus talking about.
在圣经里面耶稣讲到，在基督的身体里面有一个肢体受苦，另外的也会受苦。一个肢体疼痛，另外的也跟着疼痛。
Not only just say something, you must do something. Not only do something, you must do it with your heart. Carry the other burden.Actually, share the burden, actually bear up the sins of the other brothers.
所以我们这个彼此相爱不仅在嘴上，而是要来真正来关心，不仅仅要关心，而且要来彼此来担当，一起来学习去承担。
The burden could be a physical problem.
那这种担子呢，可能是一个看得见摸得着的一个具体的事情。
Or emotional burden.
那也有在情感情绪上面。
Or mental conflict between each other.
也可能在这个思想方面的，我们要来彼此的来疏导。
Or cultural different from different background upbringing.
那好多时候我们从不同的背景来的人呢，可能会有冲突，但是我们需要来疏导， 沟通。
Or even the character will suffer the character of the brother because it's not your style.
那在这个过程里面，可能你弟兄的这样一个性格，他的这个来路路子跟你不一样。
Or sometimes even sinful, we have to forgive the other brother's sins, brother sister's sins silently.
那圣子他的行为可能真的是很有罪的，我们也要默默的来宽恕他。
Because Jesus has done everything for us, and we must carry each other emotionally, physically, mentally, culturally, and sinfully, everything between each other.
所以我们在弟兄姐妹中间，我们在这个看得见的层面，身体的层面，这个情感的层面，还有这个灵的层面，都要来彼此的来担当。
We not just to come on Sunday, say hello. No. More than you know, we just pick up the phone, call the other brother and sister. Or we go to visit the other brother and sister.
不仅仅是在星期天来说一声hello, 而是要真的起来拿起电话来打个电话来安慰去探访。
When Jesus comes, he says, I will divide everybody into two groups. One is the goat, one is the sheep.
也是说当他再来的时候，他把所有的人就分成两类人。一种呢是这个山羊，另一种是绵羊。
Let's look at Matthew 25.
那是在马太福音25章，大家一起来读一下。马太福音25章。
We must be prepared. That's the question Jesus is going to ask you when he comes again the second time.
那我们现在就要去做预备。这个预备呢，是将来耶稣在天上问的时候，我们知道怎么样来做大。
So we start to read the, starting 31st, we read the until 31st to 40. And we read is only in Mandarin's okay.
从31到40节，当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧人分别绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国，因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们来看顾；我在监里，你们来看我。一人就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了？见你饿了、渴了，给你喝呢？”什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或是吃什么肉体给你穿？又什么时候见你病了或在监里来看你呢？王要回答说：“我实在告诉你们，这些事你们若坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。”
阿门。Now he Jesus talking about.The loving each other in an ordinary matter.
事实上呢，耶稣讲到你们彼此相爱是在日常的生活里面。
When Jesus comes, he won't ask you how much money you have in your bank account.
耶稣来的时候，他不会问你你的银行里有多少的钱。
How much investment you have in the stock market?
他也不问你你在股票市场上投资了多少。
How many houses you have?
你有多少的房产？
Or how important you are? You are the Prime Minister of Canada.
他也不问你是多么重要的一位人物，啊，你是这个，加拿大的总理。
He asked you all this, but he asked very simple question.
啊，他不问这些东西，他只问这些简单的问题。
When I am hungry, did you give me something to eat? When I am thirsty, did you give me something to drink?
我饿了，你有没有给我吃？渴了，有没有给我喝？
When I am a stranger wandering around, did you invite me in? When I have no clothes, naked, did you clothe me?
流浪的时候 你有没有留我出、啊、赤身露体没穿的时候有没有给我穿
I was sick. Did you look after me? I was in prison. Did you come to visit me?、
病了你有没有来看顾我我在监里面有没有 来看我
Especially sickness, remember the Good Samaritan man, and he saved a Jewish who was robbed in the roadside. And Jesus used this as an example of loving each other.
那讲到这个病了来看顾我呢，有另外一个比喻，就是这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。这个撒玛利亚人呢，不是犹太人，但是救了一个犹太人。把他送到旅店来治他的伤口，作为一个标准，耶稣就说这是一个例子，怎么样来看顾病人。
And he's taking care of a wounded person who actually is his enemy, and but he sacrifices his time and money to take care of that person.And Jesus used this as the supreme example of loving God and loving each other.
那里讲到呢，一个撒玛利亚人救了一个犹太人，花他的时间，花他的金钱。事实上，撒玛利亚人和犹太人呢是彼此为敌的，好像仇人一样。但是他还是救了他，作为一个爱的看顾的一个标准。
If you have a chance, look at Luke 10:27 and on.
如果有机会，我们可以读一下《路加福音》第十章二十七节，还有后面的经文。
And the righteous man respond, "Hey, Lord Jesus, I did not do it to you because that's not you. I'm just serving my brother and sisters."
但是这里呢，义人就给主说：“我没有给你穿过衣啊，没有帮过你，没有留过你住啊，没有在你饿了给你吃啊，我只是来坐在这些人的身上。”
And Jesus says, "No. Anything you do to the one of the least, my brother, you do to me. You're doing it to me."
耶稣就说你在这个最小的一个弟兄身上坐了也就是坐在我的身上
When you're serving your brother and sister helping them carry the burden bear up his problem and share his difficult time you're doing it to Jesus himself doing it to God
所以这里讲的呢就是说在你弟兄姐妹有难的时候你帮助了他在来能够来承担他的问题各方面呢，这就是在做的耶稣的事。
Your reward will be great.
就是你在天上的赏赐是大的。
Because why? This simple thing you do in the world, in your daily life, and Jesus said, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world.
那这里讲到呢，怎么样的赏赐呢？他说你就你们既坐在我弟兄的身上，就坐在我的身上，也就说要再来一起来享受有从创世以来为你们准备的这个永恒的赐福。
Loving each other means loving God. Then in this way, you will be rewarded. So we are rich people. We love each other. We will inherit the kingdom of God.
那所以当我们真正彼此相爱的时候呢，我们就真正的这个受到神国的这样一个祝福。
Now he's talking about the physical thing, the need of your brother and sister. But when
he comes
back to Galatians 6:2, he talks about sin.
啊，弟兄姊妹。
Galatians.
看得见的一些需要，我们看看这个加拉太书。
6:2 Galatians talking about not only carry child burden, share child burden, and bear up this other burden. He's talking about an incident in 6:1. In 6:1, that's an incident there. Incident there.
就是在这个加拉太书第六章讲到呢，彼此担当重担，但是有一个前提，就是第一节讲的东西。弟兄们，若有人偶然被过放所
伤， if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spirit people must restore the person gently and humbly.
这里讲到呢，若有人偶然被过放所伤，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
And carry his burden as if.You are suffering too.
那也就是说，在担当他的这个过程里面呢，就是好像你也在忍受痛苦。
Help him to restore him with love. That's called loving each other, including the sinful things now.
那这里讲到呢，就是承担重担，甚至是在这有罪的这个他在犯罪的过程里面要跟他一起来承担。
In Colossians chapter 3, he's talking about the same thing. So we must forgive as God forgive us, as if we do it to God.
格罗西书对第三章也是讲到，我们要彼此的来饶恕，那就是坐在神的身上了。
We must rely on the Holy Spirit, walk by the Spirit, because this before, chapter 6, chapter 5, talking about the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That is something we must.Use this fruit of spirit by the power of spirit to love our brother and sister.
在加拉太书第六章前面呢，讲到属灵的九种果子，就是讲到这个仁爱、喜乐、和平、恩慈、善良这些。那用这些属灵的果子呢，就是帮助我们来彼此的相爱。
Instead of judging each other.Instead of thinking, hey, you're sinful, but we forgot we are sinful too. We must have compassion and sympathy to say, hey, and you are sinful. You today, maybe I tomorrow, I must be so gently. Each of us will restore each other gently. And with the help, maybe other brothers are one-on-one instead of passing judgment. Because we are sinners. We always are sinners. Always sinful people.
不要以垄断的方式来去说人家啊，你今天有罪怎么样怎么样，其实我们也是罪人，但是我们想到我们也是罪人的时候呢，就以温柔的心呢来劝诫对方，我们一起来承担，来劝诫对方啊，一起回到圣灵。
And if we remember the parable of John, Jesus talking about John 8,Talking about an adultery woman was caught. Then they want to throw the stone to execute her because the Jewish law permit them to do that. That is John 8.
就像在约翰福音第八章，在那个地方讲到呢，在耶稣的面前，法利赛人带了一个姓奸淫的一个妇人，按照律法呢。犹太人的律法应当用石头把他来砸死，那他们就把他带到这个耶稣的面前。
But Jesus said, if any of you without sin, you can pick up the first stone to throw to her.
但是呢，耶稣对他们讲，你们中间如果有人没有犯罪，就他就先拿石头来砸他吧。
And Jesus also said later, when nobody picked up the sin, they dispersed one by one. And Jesus said to the woman, I also will not judge you, but don't sin anymore. Repent. Jesus don't even judge the woman.
但是最后呢，那些人都不用石头砸他，而是一个一个从老到少就走了。走完以后呢，耶稣就对这个女人讲，他说：“谁要用石头砸你呢？说没有，我也不审判你啊，不定你的罪。那从今以后呢，不要犯罪。”
That's how Jesus restored a sinner gently. Everybody, the sinner, the woman knew she already got caught, and you don't have to pass judgment. Let God's word to deal with them.And the Jewish law already in her heart, she knew she was wrong. Jesus just helped her gently to restore her. By saying, even he's the law, I won't judge you. Even he's the judge, I won't judge you. But you must repent. So gentle, without accusation.
这里呢，耶稣就是说，虽然按照犹太的律法呢，要用石头把他打死。但是呢，耶稣并没有定他的罪，而是很温柔的来劝诫他进入悔改。他没有去定他的罪，但是呢，带他要进入悔改。这当然，这个女人自己也知道这个犹太的律法，知道她自己是deserve， 就是说，被石头砸死是应当的。她已经知道，但是呢，耶稣并不定他的罪，而是要带领他悔改。
How often we are quick to judge others, slow to judge ourselves.
好多时候我们定别人的罪很快，定自己的罪却很慢。
How often we quick to ask people to forgive us, forgot we first have to forgive others too.
那常常呢，我们希望别人来原谅我们，但是我们不原谅别人。
So, in this instance, we must be gently, humbly, with the Bible principle, with love, to bring the brother and sister back.
所以，因着这样的缘故呢，我们借着神的话语，谦卑的、温柔的呢，来劝诫我们的弟兄，让他们来回头。
That's called loving each other and with compassion, humility, gentleness, and forgive each other because we know we are also a sinner.
那这就是怎么样来彼此相爱，来通过温柔的心啊，来这个啊彼此来劝诫，帮助别人来悔改。
That's why Jesus in Matthew 5 talking about judge not, you shall not be judged. The first thing you must do is and condemn not to.
所以就说这个在马太福音第五章讲到呢，就说你不要弄断人，免得被弄断，不要定人的罪，免得被定罪。
And rather to give.And help the brothers and sisters gently.
所以要选择呢，去温柔的来帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
That's what you would have other people done to you too.
那所以呢，要别人怎么样来待你呢？你就要来怎么样来待别人。也不希望别人来。
So if you came to judge, Jesus said, no.First, if you really want to judge yourself first, why? Because first, take off the blank from your eye before you can see to take off the firm, the shortest from the people, other people's eyes.
所以如果你真的要来审判的话呢，你想审判你自己，把你自己眼里面的梁木先去掉，再去看别人眼睛里面的刺。
Now we talk about the, this is about some principle about how to restore sinful brother and sister because we are sinful too, so we would have other treat us the same way, so we must be slow and patient and kind like Jesus did to the woman.
所以这里怎么样讲到呢？就是我们要用一个温柔的心，啊，善良的心，慢慢的来劝诫我们的弟兄姐妹，让他能够来回转，啊，就像这个，就像耶稣对待这个人一样。
First John, to reaffirm, First John is written around 40 years later, and 40-50 years later after Jesus died, when John was old.But still, the principle is still the same. First John chapter 3.
那约翰一书第三章，我们看看，就是这个第三章呢，写于主耶稣定死以后、升天以后的40年以后。那时候，使徒约翰已经很老了，但是呢，这个这些这个神的法则并没有变。
Chapter 3, we look at.Verse 11, 14, 16, and 17.
我们看看这个第三章十一节啊，这个十六节啊，十四节、十六节，十一节讲呢，我们应当彼此相爱。这就是你们起初所受的命令。十四节，我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的仍住在死中。六节。主为我们舍命，我们彼此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
17节，
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却摄住怜悯的心、爱神的心，怎样存在他里面呢？18节，小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上。总要在行为和诚实上。23节讲呢，神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
John, we are from at 11. This is the message you heard from the beginning. That's when Jesus, one day before he died, he told the disciples.
就是刚才我们所讲，在这个约翰福音十三章里面呢，耶稣在最后呢，就告诉他的弟兄这个门徒们要彼此相爱。
Love one another is not love God, It's not love other, it's love one and other, mutually love one another.
那这里讲到的呢，要彼此相爱，他没有说你爱他，单单的爱他，或者说单单的爱上，而是要彼此相爱。
It's extremely important. If we love one another, we truly have passed from death to life.
所以这里讲呢，如果我们真的彼此相爱的话呢，我们就出死入生了。
If you don't love your brother and sister in the family, you don't belong to the family. You still remain in debt. It means you don't belong.
这里讲到呢，如果是没有爱弟兄的心呢，他说你们的是死的。
In verse 10, John even more specific, if anyone who does not love his brother and sisters,It does not belong to God's child. You are not God's child.
甚至在第十节讲呢，他说凡不爱弟兄的也是如此。就是这里讲到呢，谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女，就是说你不属于神了，不爱就不属于神。
Ephesians chapter 3 talking about we must learn the long, the why and how deep, how long, how wide, howhide God's love together, not by yourself, not individual, it's together. Then we understand God's love.
以弗所书第三章就讲到，就是我们要一起，大家一起，不是一个人，来明白神的爱是何等的长阔高深，就是说要和众圣徒一起。
Paul prayed for the church that the Holy Spirit would give them inner strength that they will be able to do that.
所以这里保罗呢为教会的祷告，让他们心里面的力量呢刚强起来，让他们能够这样去做。
Holy Spirit essentially is a spirit of love.
当然圣灵就是爱的灵。
And in Romans chapter 5, talking about the Holy Spirit has been poured out into our heart. It's overflowing already into our heart. We have given the love of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. 在这个罗马书第五章就讲到呢，神将他的灵呢，就是丰丰富富的浇灌在我们的心里面，以至于我们能够彼此相爱。那不仅仅是一点点。
Not little bit, it's overflowing the cup.
啊，就是说是一个满而溢的。
Some interpretation talking about even flooding our inner being.
啊，有一些翻译甚至就说是拼命的来浇灌在我们的心里面。
So we cannot say we cannot love.
所以我们没有借口说我们不能爱。
It's already happening in 1 John. When 1 John, in 1 John, he's writing to different churches, right? And this church, including some Gentile churches, he's talking about Jewish and Gentile, they can love each other already.
包括约翰一书，这时候也有很多的教会是外邦人所组成的教会。有些是犹太人在里面，所以犹太人和外邦人照样也可以彼此的相爱。
We look at the First John chapter 2:8.
约翰一书第二章第八节。
Yet I'm writing to you a new command. It's truth is seen in Him, Jesus, and in you.The brother and sister loving each other because the darkness is passing, the true light is shining.
这里讲到呢，我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。
This new command is seen not only in Jesus, now in you too.
这是新的命令，就是在教会里面。是真的，啊。
And verse 10 is anyone who loves his brother and sister live in the light.
第十节讲了爱弟兄的就是住在光明中。
You can see, this is not something, hey, this is too idealistic. No, this is new. It's done 50 years after Jesus died, still doing it. The church is growing.
那这个时候教会
we cannot do it.
教会已经在不断的成长。
Church is doing it.
啊，在耶稣已经升天啊四十年之后呢，继续的不断的，就是还是在强调这个爱，就是仍是可以做到的，因为圣灵已经赐下了。
So we go back to the First John 3, we just read 3:11, 3:14, 3:16. If we don't love our brother, we don't belong to God's family. We must have love.
那这里呢另外的经节里面讲的就是我们要来爱我们的弟兄啊。
Not only that, he talked about another kind of love is this brother financially, he is poor. And the 17, he needs a little bit help. And you cannot just say, hey, God bless you, I pray for you.
这里讲到的十七节简单就是说啊，如果在财务上有需要的啊，财务上有的看见弟兄穷乏呢啊，不要塞住怜悯的心啊，要来帮助他。
And one of the brother, he lost his job for 2 months, then he did not tell us when he, after he said he told us, then we get some money.To buy him some grocery for a week or something.
就是有个弟兄也是这样，曾经有需要，就来到我们中间，没有告诉我们，后来告诉我们呢，我们有弟兄姐妹就来帮助他。
The Bible is talking about not unrealistic, something you must get involved, but realistic. You just do.
啊，这个就是叫很实实际际的能够来行出来的事情。
But don't do nothing because Jesus said, "Okay, when they I give you something to drink, at least, right?"
啊，就说是耶稣基督就说你们是可以行出来。
The interesting thing is.In the 16, we talk about we don't know what love is until the Bible tells us. 16 talk about this is how we know what love is because the human love will not do that.
啊，这里就讲到呢，我们不知道怎么彼此相爱，但是呢，主已经释放给我们了，就是主为我们舍命。
First, John set a very high standard. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our life for our brother and sister. That is the law of Christ.
那这里讲到呢，就是说主为我们舍命呢，我们也当为弟兄舍命。这就是主耶稣的这个命令。
Jesus died for us. We must also prepare to die for our brother and sisters.
这里讲到呢，我们要得样，就是说要准备为弟兄姐妹彼此舍命。
And you said it's too high, it's too much.
你可能就是说
The next words we're talking about, don't start with sacrificing your life. Start with someone is poor. You are wealthy. And help him. Something simple.
这里讲到呢，就是说是这个看起来这个标准很高，但是实际简单就是哦，实实际际的先从一些有别人的需要开始，从一个简单的事情开始。
And that is the high standard. We have to start somewhere. And John is realistic. Jesus' teaching is the same thing. It's progressive.
那所以呢，标准是高的，但是呢，从某个小的地方可以来开始，所以这是逐步可以做到的。
But just don't sit around, because carry the burden, share the burden, and bear up the burden means we have to take some action, not just sympathy. Now, next week we can pick up a phone call, we can go with someone, or we can talk to someone, or we know someone, pray for him.
所以就是我们要这个爱不仅仅在口头上，要在实际的行动上。下个礼拜大家可以哎打个电话去看望别人，这样去开始做了。Amen， 哈利路亚。
And the reward is great because you doing it to Christ.
所以当我们这样做的时候，我们就坐在耶稣的身上。
And one more reward is 21, 22, and 24. We read it again. That is First John.
所以在22, 23节呢。21, 22, 21, 22, 23. 遵守神命令的，就是住在他里，神也住在他里。
If we want our prayer to be answered by God, we do something to please Him.
我们，哎，如果我们想要我们的祷告被神垂听呢，我们就要做，讨他喜悦的事。
Obey His word, His command, loving each other.
就是要来遵守他的命令，彼此相爱。
Right.
Amen.
So his command is 24. His command is John. One more time, we affirm this promise. His command is: you believe Christ. You already done that. But the second thing is one command again. It's not two command. One command. Right. The second thing is that to love one another, as he command us, means loving each other. If you do that.Your prayer will be answered. A lot of your prayer will be answered because you love God's will.
啊，我们就住在他的里面，我们的也就圣灵就垂听我们的祷告，就是我们所求的一切，就从他得着。
This is called expressing your faith through love. That is in Galatians again, but we don't need to read that. We must not only believe.We must love one another. Believing one and loving one another is like James talking about faith without action is nothing.
I Duncan, you may speak, keep a distance from your cell phone. Too close. Too close? When you speak too close, it's not clear.
Faith without action is dead.So one more principle we must be careful is that when we build relations with brother and sister, take care of the problem. One very important is that we don't use too much of our personal influence and personal force.
当我们在帮助弟兄姐妹的时候呢，不要用我们太多的这个自己认为的影响力。
Human love is different from spiritual love.
人的爱和圣灵的爱是不一样的。
Human love is a desire to serve the person. A selfish, self-centered desire.
那我们人呢？人的爱是自我为中心的一个出发点。我们需要服侍别人，是从我们爱我们自己。
Spiritual love is.Spiritual love to serve for others.
灵里面的爱是以对方为中心的。
Human love is for person's sake, or for person's own motive. Spiritual love is for Christ's sake.
那个人的这种人层面的爱是我自己为出发点，而从这个 圣灵的这个爱呢，是从神为出发的。
When we love each other, we must know what according love according what the Bible is talking about.
所以我们爱的时候要以圣经为准则。
Not based on human love, it's based on spiritual love.
不是在这个按照人的爱，而是按照接基督的爱。哈利路亚。
Jesus is the mediator, stand between me and the brothers and sisters.
所以耶稣是在我们和弟兄姐妹的中间，他成为中保。
Jesus draw the line what love is. We oppose the other person according to what the love of Christ is, not my human love.
所以耶稣在我们中间来彰示什么是神的爱，不是按照人的爱。
So human love try to abide by the person to himself or herself. Spiritual love set the person free and to pursue the image of God.
所以人间的爱呢，是把别人带到我们跟前，跟我们自己建立关系；而神的爱呢，是让人要得自由，而且让他要越来越像耶稣。
We must be careful, don't use our human love to do God's work. We must use what the Bible talks about love to do God's work.
所以我们不要用我们自己的这个爱来去做神的工，而是要用神的爱来做神的工。
That's why we don't use our personal charisma force to regulate, to coerce the other person.
对，所以我们不要用我们自己的魅力常常去来吸引别人。
We'd rather let the word of Jesus stand between you and the brothers and sisters.
我们更加要需要耶稣呢，在我们和弟兄姐妹的中间。
Don't move the person according to your personal force, but rather let him meet God's word.
Move him, influence him with God's word.
And let God's word.
Duncan, just remind, it's a 12. It's a 12.
Yeah.
So you may,
Okay, let's the end now.
Think about,
Let God's word. We give him God's word, give the brothers the God's word, let God's word meet him or her to deal with her problem.
所以让神的话语呢来遇见这个弟兄姐妹，碰撞。
And set him free, set him or her free. Let God's plan be done in his life.
让人得自由。让神的旨意成就在那个人的生命里面。哈利路亚。
So, remember, we must love each other according to God's love, and that is the way we love each other.
这就是神要我们彼此相爱，这是神的命令。Amen.
So may God bless His words, and then we'll continue to.Love our brother and sister more, and God will bless you and answer your prayer. Thank you, Pastor.
对，愿神呢继续的来帮助我们，来彼此的相爱，让他的旨意成就。也是继续的来实践他的话语。谢谢王炳牧师。Thank you, Duncan. Thank you for your preaching. 谢谢 Duncan 弟兄，感谢主。